This episode of Christmas Countdown is brought to you by Countdown Network. From Disney to theater to Christmas, parenting, and beyond, Countdown Network is your home for the top-ranked Countdown podcasts in the world.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to the Christmas Countdown Show. My name is Eric Peterson. I'm here with my good buddy, Danny Jordan.
Yo.
And if you are watching this on video, you or even maybe it sounds slightly different, we are
echoing here,
on the road, Danny. We are here at the Amundsen Theater in downtown Los Angeles. And we're here because Center Theater Group is producing Christmas Story, the musical, which yours truly is starring as the old man, the dad in. And they have agreed to let us sort of do an on-location episode where we're going to be recording here. We're in the Founders Room. This really nice area of the theater. We're going to grab some of my fellow cast and crew members. We're going to ask them a bunch of questions about their favorite Christmas movies, see what they're enjoying about the process of making a musical here. But I'm really excited. This is going to be a fun episode.
Me too. I love that you're like in costume.
I'm in full costume
right now. And I think like throughout this, you may be in and out of costume.
Yes,
you
got
to run
possible.
Back to the theater, come back over here. So if you're watching the video, Eric's look might change a little bit here. But I love that you're in this period wardrobe.
Yes.
Those like wool pants. What are you?
They are, and they're very high pants.
Ooh.
They go up past the belly button.
You look great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I love it, man. I'm excited to be here. You know, I grew up going to shows here at the Amundsen and here at Center Theater Group. I think the first show I saw here was at the Mark Taper years ago. I saw Def West's production of Big River.
Yeah, I remember that production.
Which was,
I didn't see it, but I remember it.
Oh, my gosh. Game. It was one of the most moving pieces of theater I've ever seen. Love Big River. Love the music. But then to have half of the cast be individuals who were deaf and then to have the sign language going on at the same time. They did, the song Waiting for the Light?
Yeah, yeah, great song.
And when they did that number, everyone stopped singing and the whole cast just signed.
That's
like,
cool.
I'm waiting for the light to shine. And it was like, it was the way I described it afterwards, it was like the loudest silence ever heard, because you're like noise, and then not. So all that to say, this location, Center to Theater Group, just does incredible. You know, they got the Dorothy Chandler next door where there's like operas and stuff. And I think they used to do like
the Kirk Douglas Enemies Theater downtown,
in the day.
Culver City, yeah.
Which is where Lisa
My wife is producing Dog Man, the musical, also for Center Theater Group down at the Kirk Douglas Theater down in Culver City.
So, you guys are crushing it.
It's funny, on the first day of rehearsal for Christmas Story, Snehal, who's the new artistic director of Center Theater Group, came and introduced himself, and he was like, and we're very happy to be giving the Petersons employment through the holiday season. And we were like, yes, thank you.
That's amazing. I got to say, the coolest thing that's happened so far since we got here was you and I met in the parking garage. And then we got to walk through the stage door to enter into the venue.
Yes.
And I've always thought of that as being like one of the coolest things you could ever do. And like, because I've been like through a stage door, like at like local community theater, but like a Broadway theater or here, someplace like the Amundsen, it just feels like you're going into like the inner sanctum of this like sacred like art form.
It's funny. I feel like as you say that, it reminds me that, some things I maybe take for granted, that like, to me, I'm like, I'm checking in the stage door. It's just part of my daily routine, but it's very exciting for civilians who are not in the industry to do things like that and see the backstage. And we'll probably do some of that in this episode. I'll try to give you a little backstage tour if I'm allowed to.
That'd be cool.
Show you some of the props.
We brought some special mics. So if they'll let us, we've got these like wireless mics. We'll be able to go backstage. Yeah. And as we were walking over to the Founders Room, which is where we're at, very fancy wood grained, which you guys are seeing on the video, I'm sure. We passed, I saw down like, I think it was stage left, I saw some of the lamps.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I want to go back there and see those so badly because it's so iconic to this show. But, grateful to Amundsen and Center Theater Group for letting us come hang out here and chat with the cast. And there's a bunch of people who are waiting to come chat with us here today, which is super exciting. And what are we doing? So we're not going to do like a traditional countdown. We're going to do something a little different.
Yeah. Right? So basically what we're going to do is we're going to ask, not everybody, but a big chunk of our cast here, what their top three favorite Christmas movies are, and we're gonna rank them. So whatever they say their number one is, we'll get 3 points.
Okay.
Whatever they say their number two is, we'll get 2 points. And whatever they say their number three is, we'll get 1 point. And then we'll have a master list at the end of what Christmas Story the Musical's cast here at Center Theater Group decides of what is the greatest Christmas movie of all time.
That's thrilling because we do a lot of polls on our social media.
And it's like a live poll.
It's like a live poll happening IRL. And if you're not already following us on social media, please make sure you do so. We are at Christmas Countdown Show on Instagram. Instagram, TikTok, Threads, and Xmas Pod for as long as that site is around. Yeah. Anyway, we'll save that for our controversy countdown, yes, which is coming in 2025, which we won't be hosting. But we are over there on the X, and you can watch episodes such as this on our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/countdownnetwork. It's a great way to, you know, connect with us on social media. You can send us DMs, let us know what you think of our lists. If you have, you know, ideas for countdowns, you can submit them there. And speaking of, you know, people who reach out to us, we love when people rate and review the show. We've been so fortunate. Hundreds of people have, you know, rated and reviewed this show over the last couple of years. And if you've yet to do so, please make sure you do that. You can rate on Spotify and Apple, and you can leave a review on Apple, which ensures that more people discover the show. And, you know, even if you're not on Apple and you want to send a review, we encourage you DM us or email us kringle@christmascountdownshow.com and send us a review. Somebody recently did just that through our Instagram.
Yeah.
Do you want to read this one from Callie?
This is from Callie, and they said, "Christmas greetings." Great way to start it out.
Love that.
I've been a listener from day one. And I'm the type that decorates for Christmas as trick-or-treaters are still showing up. You are our kind of people, Callie. Dan and Eric.
Dan, I know I saw that part.
Me. I was like, who's Dan?
I don't host a show with Dan.
Dan and Eric.
My dad comes walking in.
Yeah. Your podcast makes me feel how Christmas was growing up. Mm. I can't thank you enough for the nostalgia. Aww. This year, I'm finding it difficult to decorate my home. My husband is currently deployed, and it's our first Christmas we won't spend together. So first of all, let's just say thank you so much for your husband's service and for your service, because I think that sometimes the spouses that are staying stateside don't get thanked enough because they are truly, truly doing very heavy lifting as well. Yeah. So
emotionally, mentally, physically, absolutely, with the kids, there's just a lot going
100%.
On.
100%. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Continuing on here. I'm so blessed that we both have incredible families that love and celebrate this most blessed holiday, but I can't help but have a lack of want to finish my decorating without my Mike. Mm. We love you, Mike. You have no idea what your podcast means to me. You are keeping me strong through my favorite season that I have to spend for the first time in almost 10 years without my husband. Mm. Merry Christmas to you and yours. P.S. Do yourself a favor and listen to You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch by Small Town Titans.
Ooh.
Let's pull it up.
Let's pull it up. Let's take a little listen. Yeah. In the moment. And yeah, you want to send, obviously, Callie and Mike all our love. I've been actually exchanging some DMs back and forth with Callie over the last week, just, you know, letting her know how grateful we are for that message, and also just letting her know that, you know, she is surrounded with prayers and love, you know, and her husband as well, and just praying for a safe return back home for Mike.
Absolutely. All right, here is Your Mean One, Mr. Grinch by the Small Town Titans. I kind of like a 90s, like, Silverchair feel at the beginning.
Almost feels like something you would hear like in Hell on Wheels. Remember that show?
Yeah.
You're a mean one.
Whoa. Turn that up.
Mr. Grinch, you really are a heel.
You know who this sounds like?
It sounds like a guy who does Peaky Blinders.
Patrick Page.
Oh yeah, it does sound like Patrick Page.
Yes.
Wow. Bad banana with a greasy black pea.
Yeah!
Okay. All right, that is epic.
Okay, we will listen to the rest of that later, but that was a great build-up.
I am adding that to my favorites on Spotify immediately. Thank you so much, Callie, for taking the time to reach out and for sharing that track with us. And, you know, speaking of people who are just huge fans of the show, we do want to give a shout-out to the people who have joined our Patreon recently. We have Samantha, Julie, Bobby, Baby, Boo Boo, Bobby, Heidi, Ben. Bobby, Heidi, and Ben. That was a company reference for everyone. It's like, what just happened to Danny? Thank you for joining up with our Patreon. We're so grateful for you. If you're interested in being a part of our Patreon and being a part of the Christmas Countdown crew, as we call them, these are people who get bonus episodes, but also access to a private community full of Christmas lovers just like you. We do watch parties. We're going to do some virtual hangs coming up with the crew. You can get access to that through patreon.com and just look up Christmas Countdown Show, or the link for that is in the episode notes. So huge shout out to the new patrons.
Yes, thanks for joining.
All right, wardrobe change for Eric.
Wardrobe change.
You had to run off real quick.
Yes.
I don't know how Chris is going to like transition between these moments. I'm excited to hear if he throws a little like twinkly something in there. But we're back, you know, and part of the reason why we are here at the Amundsen is because, as you shared, you're doing rehearsals.
Yep.
You're in tech. It's like the final sprint.
Yeah.
So we haven't been able to see each other very much lately. I feel like I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks or something like that.
It's been a minute because we've been in rehearsals every day, and now we're in super long rehearsals every day. It really will. Lisa and I were looking at our calendar this morning, just trying to figure out what's happening, because essentially my show opens on Tuesday is the first audience.
Okay.
So it's official openings on the 8th, but it's on Tuesday. I have a first audience on Wednesday. Miles's production of Frozen.
Oh my gosh.
On Thursday, Sophie's production of Frozen. No, hers opens on Friday. On Thursday, Lisa's production of Dog Man opens. And on Friday, Sophie's version of Frozen.
Wait, they're both doing Frozen at the same time?
Yeah, but in different casts.
So, oh, okay.
So Miles is doing like the younger cast, and then Sophie's in the middle
school. Oh, that's cool.
Cast. But yeah, so this week is like insane for our family.
Right.
And we're all trying to get to each other's things and support each other, but it's also, there's a lot. We're being pulled in many directions.
It's the holiday season, like,
yes,
on like, you know,
super
steroids.
Drive. Yeah,
yeah, totally, exactly. Totally. So we're here, we're hanging out, but I wanted to catch up with you. You know, it's been a lot, I'm sure, going on in your life, going on in my life, you know, not just the rehearsal stuff, but.
Can we pause for 1 second? I just want to just go check because I can't hear.
Yeah, no worries. All right, so Eric just had to jet out of the room because the number they're running, he is in. So he just sprinted out of here. He'll be back here momentarily. What costume he'll be wearing remains to be seen. So we'll have more Christmas Countdown here from the Amundsen Theater in just a moment.
Okay.
Welcome back.
I'm back.
This is going to be a fun day. I feel like it's going to be a lot of like record, you run, I talk maybe for a little bit, then like you go, you come back, and now we're here again.
We're back.
Another thing I wanted to chat about pertaining to my kids was we had something happen the other day that this is the first time this has happened with our children at the holidays.
Good or bad?
Well, it's probably bad.
Oh,
it is kind of bad.
Okay.
So we had one of our kids, our oldest, Emerson, found gifts for the first time. So I had gone like shopping, but in my wife's car. Uh-huh. And I left some of the stuff in the back of the car.
Yeah.
And then she forgot about that and went to load Emerson into the car. And Emmy's like, ooh, I see a computer for me. And And so she like came back in. She goes, but I didn't see the other gift. What was it? It was a big box. I don't really know what it was. And I like had certain plans as to
how you're
where
do
these
that.
Gifts were going to come from.
Now, tell me this. Do you think that she knew they were Christmas gifts that she was seeing early? Or did she think like, oh, that's just something that my parents bought for me?
Oh, she knows Christmas is coming.
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, I got a computer. And like, you know, because she always like sees me working on my laptop and she wants to get one. But the funny part about it is I didn't get that computer for her. I got
for
it
Riley.
For Riley. So now I'm like, well, what do I do? Because is she going to be like super disappointed on Christmas morning when I'm like,
one.
Do I have to get a second computer now? One for Emmy, one for Riley. Fortunately, she didn't remember what the other item was, which was something for her sister. But I was like, oh my gosh. And then I didn't even think about it. So Lynn then runs out, like bolts out to like grab the stuff out of the car. There were gifts for Lynn in the bag too. And so, like, later that night, it dawned on me. I was like, hey, did you happen to look in that bag? She goes, no, I was, like, in such a rush. I just sort of threw it all, you know, in our little hiding spot in the garage. But I was just like, oh, we're at that age now.
Can't leave it
where
out.
Where everything needs to be, like, meticulously
instantly
handled. This goes back to my tips and tricks.
Yes.
Where if I had that storage unit,
yes,
I would have just driven all that stuff over there and hidden it there.
You know, I saw a news article the other day that said that there was a mom who rented a hotel room for the weekend just to wrap gifts. So it pictured her like on the bed with like a bottle of wine and like a bag of Doritos and then a bunch of gifts everywhere. And it was like, she's taking the weekend.
I'm imagining that she actually already wrapped all the gifts.
She just needed a weekend.
And she's like, I just need a weekend off. But that's a pro move as well. It's like, give yourself a little self-care at the holiday season. But have your kids ever found gifts that you didn't want them to
find? Yeah, there's been times where I feel like when they saw some gifts that were eventually going to be theirs, they were a little bit older than Emerson is, and they sort of like knew not to say anything because then they might not get it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because that story you shared season one.
Yeah, about the
about you found
I
something
snooped.
When you were a kid
yeah.
and then your
it was the Ewok
took
village.
It back.
It was the Ewok village and they took it back because I was like, I found the Ewok village yeah. and my mom was like, and now you're not getting it. I was like, oh my God. Now my mom listens to this and she's probably gonna say, no, we still gave it to you, and maybe they did.
But I think you
think,
said it was like next Christmas
think,
or like
yeah,
your birthday or something
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
that. Finders, not keepers.
That's right. That's right. But yeah, I feel like there's been a trip to Target or two where things have been in the back and like Sophie like kind of looked over her shoulder and was like, oh, okay. But yeah, but I don't think she said anything about it because she wanted to.
It's like I've reached a new level. I feel like, you know, as you're raising kids, you're just like reaching these new sort of like checkpoints in like the holiday season. So that was one, you know, it's kind of fun to talk about that on the show because like season one, you know, my kids were, Riley was
very
like,
little.
What, 4 months old at that time. And so like, I didn't have to worry about any of that sort of stuff because Emerson had just turned three. And even if she saw it, she wouldn't have connected any of it. So that's sort of fun that we get to sort of track these pivotal moments as it were, as the kids grow up. But that's some of the biggest stuff that's been happening since you and I last got together. Oh, I got all my lights up too. Did you do that?
I have like half my lights up. I'm actually, I'm so ashamed. I'm filled with shame and regret.
Shame.
I want to shame myself with a little bell. I put up, so I have like a row of lights on the edge of the house.
Right.
So that's good. There is something up. I have a wreath up. I put up one inflatable and I brought like the other four out and they've just been laying on my...
They're not plugged in?
They're not plugged in. I put my net lights on all of my bushes, but they're not plugged in either.
Oh my gosh.
So I sort of like had one morning like a week and a half ago that I was able to get the stuff out and like at least out there, but I didn't have the time to get all the extension cords and figure out how I was going to plug everything. So it's just been sitting there with one inflatable Santa who keeps falling over because I barely staked him in.
Right.
And then like I have three light up trees that only like one and a half of them are lit up. So we really look like a busted house right
and
now.
And it's funny because like people in the neighborhood know to be the guy like, wow, what happened
They're
to
like,
Eric this year?
He's really let himself go.
Right.
But hopefully I think maybe on Sunday morning I might be able to get like an hour to at least plug stuff in.
I don't think that's bad though, because Sunday morning, you know, is going to be what, December 3rd?
Yeah,
so that's over
still,
3 weeks
still,
till Christmas Day. And then, you know, as we always talk about, we don't take our stuff down until January, so you're gonna have a solid month. I had to do a very similar thing where it's like I just staggered everything, and then I finally had like my big Clark Griswold, you know,
plugging it in
and added some new inflatables this year. I got the snowmen from Costco, which are looking great. I actually ended up getting some Minions for my front yard. I'm not a big
inflatable
minion. Real life ones. I hired some people who come dressed as Minions. That's the level I've reached
now. Stand there.
I hire some local actors from the community theater to come play Minions.
They get to leave once it's 2 a.m. and nobody else is going to drive.
What's how long are these lights on? Don't worry about it.
They're on a timer. You stay out
there.
You're
getting paid. It's a day rate. The house is looking good, and I will say I'm super proud. Lynn sent me a text the other night because I don't get home until the lights are already on.
Yeah.
And she goes, "You'll be very proud to know that when we got home from school, your daughter walked around the whole yard and picked up every inflatable that had fallen over and made sure they were all perfectly stood up and the yard looked exactly as it should."
That's good.
She goes, "You've raised her right."
And that
I
is
was
really
like,
good.
Oh, it was such a proud dad moment. So so that's the latest and greatest. But, you know, there's some other great merry stuff going on, and that's a very merry giveaway from Hallmark Channel, which we need to dig into. I started doing some research. You know, I love to do research for our show.
Get the data. Yeah.
I love to get into the deets, into the weeds, as they like to say. And I was getting into the weeds over on this Hallmark Channel Very Merry Giveaway. You know, we talk a lot about like the main prize, which we're both really excited about, right?
Sure. The London trip.
My gosh. Paris, Christmas, 2024. Invite me. Amazing. I'll take all your pictures. I'm in.
Yes.
But, you know, they're giving out some amazing other prizes as well. I decided to do a deep dive into what they've been giving away recently. Have you seen some of this stuff that they've been giving away as part of Very
You know, Mary? One of the things that I saw that they just recently gave away is that, do you remember last year when they sent us the swag and there was the like wrapping paper bag that I think
Dude, I
called
it
like, I called it like a military like wrapping bag or something. I got a lot of flack on social media because I called it a military wrapping bag, but I couldn't think of a better word for it. But yeah, they gave away that. They're giving away like ornaments and stuff. They got a Hallmark Monopoly set that is coming out. They're doing some pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that stood out to me was they have this Biltmore Estate giveaway. You know, we just, you know, saw the Biltmore
movie, yeah.
You know, Biltmore Christmas movie, which was amazing. But they're giving away this like package, which is a gift basket and a 2-night bed and breakfast package at the inn. Ooh. With two admissions to the Biltmore. And they've done that twice so far, which is incredible, which leads me to believe maybe, quite possibly, maybe it's coming again, because yeah. One of the cool things that I love about when you go to verymerrygiveaway.hallmarkchannel.com is the upcoming prizes are a mystery. And for me, as like someone who like grew up loving like baseball cards and like buying packs of cards and being like, am I going to get like that card I really want? Like, I love the mystery of it all. And so I love checking back every day.
It's also kind of like an advent calendar, you know?
Yeah.
Each day you got to go and check and see what the prize is today. Is it a little tiny chocolate or is it a trip to Paris?
Or is it like, I think they had a prop jacket from the movie Haul Out the Holly Lit Up, which obviously we're big fans of.
Yeah.
So they're giving out way, you know, movie props and baking stuff. It's like there's so much amazingness going on. And if you enter right now, you've got 3 more weeks of opportunities to win, because there's a new winner every single day, all the way up until Christmas Day. So if you haven't signed up yet, make sure you guys go to verymerrygiveaway.hallmarkchannel.com or just go to hallmarkchannel.com and look up Very Merry Giveaway. So that way you can maximize your opportunity. And if you win, you got to let us know and you know, maybe tag us in a post so we can share it out with the world. But another thing I'm super excited about is one of these movies that's coming out this weekend on Hallmark Channel, which stars one of our faves.
Jonathan Bennett.
Oh my gosh, we love him. We got to chat with him last year.
Christmas on Cherry Lane. This sounds awesome. There's a lot of good people in this. You got Jonathan Bennett.
Yep.
You got Catherine Bell from Good Witch. Oh, she's such a great actress.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You got Aaron Cahill, James Denton, who was on Desperate Housewives. You got John Brotherton, who's done a bunch of Hallmark movies. Vincent Rodriguez, who was on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Fred Henderson. There's like a lot of really, really good actors in this one.
I'm so excited about it. So for people who don't know this film, it's premiering this Saturday, December 9th at 8/7 Central on Hallmark Channel. But it's sort of like 3 different couples who are sort of like different places in their lives. You've got this young couple who's preparing to welcome their first child. You also have an empty nester and her fiance who are ready to start like their new chapter. And then you have another couple who's kind of unexpectedly, like they have this chance to expand their family on Christmas Eve and celebrate the holidays as they all sort of like navigate these turning points in their lives. So it feels like no matter where you're sort of at in life, in, you know, having kids, not having kids, being in a new relationship, it feels like there's going to be a little bit of something for everybody to relate to in this one.
It's like 3 movies in one, which is a pretty good deal if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a play on like, you know, 3 men and a baby. It's like,
yeah,
three movies and a bowl of popcorn. I don't know.
So, that's right. Yeah.
Something like that.
Hot cocoa, yeah.
But anything that Jonathan is in, you know, it's going to be a slam dunk. So I'm super excited for it. That comes out, premieres this Saturday at 8/7 Central on Hallmark Channel. And again, make sure you get in on that Very Merry Giveaway. So many amazing prizes, and we can't wait to hear what you win.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, Danny, I think it's time that we get into the countdown, yeah?
I'm so excited for this very special countdown.
very special countdown. So normally you hear Danny and I's top 10 or top five. But today, because we're on the road and we're here with a bunch of amazing people that are the cast of Christmas Story, the musical, and people are sort of have gathered here. They're ready to join.
A little bit of an audience.
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to ask everybody in the cast and crew, well, not everybody, but a good chunk of them, what their top three favorite Christmas movies are. Whatever their number one movie is going to get 3 points. Mm-hmm. Their number two movie is going to get 2 points. And their number three movie is going to get 1 point. And then at the end, we will have a list that says what the greatest Christmas movie of all time is.
We're just going to do number one, or we're going to do maybe top five?
Based
off of the votes.
We'll do top five.
Oh, cool.
But so we're going to bring in a bunch of people from the cast. We're going to try to find a point in today where we can sort of walk backstage.
Ooh,
and I can kind of show
I can get like a backstage
tour
and see the stage and stuff.
We're going to do that. But I think we should just bring in our first guest.
Let's do it.
Let's just get right to it. Here we go. All right, folks, we are so excited. We have our first guest from the cast. Julia is here. You have a, I was going to try to hold a microphone to you, but you have, we're so professional. We're set up here.
Yes.
Julia, tell us your full name and who you're playing in the show, first of all.
My name is Julia Harnett, and I am a member of the ensemble.
Yes, indeed.
Nice.
And you get to do that very fabulous can-can dancing, which you are spectacular at, and a bajillion spins off the stage. Make sure you keep your eye out for her.
Wait, what number is the can-can in? I gotta know.
That's in Ralphie to the Rescue.
Ralphie to the Rescue.
Yeah, that's right.
Danny's
been doing some research.
In case
I like
you need someone to slide in.
I love it. I love
it. On opening night, I'm ready.
All right, Julia. First of all, have you had a favorite part so far of our rehearsal process?
I think working with kids. Yeah. I haven't done that in this capacity since probably high school. So this is such a treat, and this is the next generation. So it's so exciting.
It is really cool to see, like, these kids are total theater kids. Oh, you know, they any second we're done, they're just like singing show tunes and dancing.
It's wild.
It's amazing.
It's wild.
Okay, so what we're going to be asking everybody, and you're our first guest, but what are your top three Christmas movies? And then what we're going to do at the end of this is that whatever you say at number one, we're going to give 3 points to. Mm. Whatever you say at number two, we're going to give 2 points to. And whatever you say at number three, we're going to give 1 point to. And then at the end, we will have a master list of the best Christmas movies according to the cast of Christmas Story the Musical.
We'll tally it all up. Yeah.
I love
it'll
that.
Be fun. Math.
Okay. My number one all-time favorite is A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, it's a good one.
It's
good
just,
one.
It's
I didn't
so
see
special.
That coming.
And just that cast album. Oh
yes.
My gosh. You know, just the Guaraldi trio,
yes.
I believe they're called.
I've got a great meme I'll send to you.
Please do.
Our audience knows what I'm talking about, but I'll send it to you.
Do.
You're going to laugh.
It's so it's special. Great. Love Charlie Brown. And then number two, I would say It's a Wonderful Life. It
awesome.
Just
amazing.
Doesn't get old.
Nope.
They turned that into a stage production. I heard it wasn't.
I heard that.
It's well, like a
anyways.
Radio.
Like a radio
they're
play
doing it actually in my hometown play. Where it's like a radio play where they all get snowed in and they have to sort of put on the show for the town
of,
with like
it's
Foley
a
and all that sort
kind
of stuff.
Okay, well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. No, that's a very special film. And then I think it's not the most conventional, but I do like the New York City Ballet's Nutcracker.
Oh,
it's from the 90s with Macaulay Culkin.
With Macaulay Culkin in it, yes. Now, this was pre-Home Alone, right?
I think it might have
it
been
have
in
been.
Between the two.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, because he's quite young, but I don't think he's as old as Home Alone 2.
In Home Alone 2, yeah.
Yeah,
I
so I think
know
it's
he was
cool.
in that. That
oh.
is, that's,
he's like a ballet
that's Macaulay
dancer.
News to me.
Yes.
Wait, is he like? Do we know? Can he still ballet dance? Is
oh,
that still
probably.
A thing?
Wait, when you learn it, it's in
it's,
you.
Oh yeah.
We got to do a deep dive. How three seasons in, over like 80 episodes now, and we've
never talked about Macaulay Culkin in the ballet. Yeah,
a ballet. Artist.
That
That's
is
incredible.
So great. Julia, do you have any, perhaps a Christmas message you'd like to send out to the world?
Well, I mean, just I think spending time with family and making that a priority, or your chosen family, you know, just being with others. And I think that is my message, just spending time.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Let's give it up for Julia. Thank
Julia.
You so much
thank
for being a guest.
You
were awesome.
Amazing.
All right, I'll see you out
that
in rehearsal.
Fun. Yes.
Right, see you, Julia. Eric. Can I do this intro
yes,
for you?
Can,
I know this is a castmate of yours.
You can introduce
but
this
But I
here.
Have known this individual for, 20?
Probably.
Years now?
Yeah.
This is, now I know you not as Michael James,
right.
which is your stage.
My middle name, too.
Yeah, but do you want me to call you
no,
Michael
you can
James?
Call me Michael Brown.
I can call you Michael Brown.
You
okay.
Go way back.
I was like, do I call you? Is that like, are you on like a protection list or something that I don't want to let people know? But Michael and I go way, way back to doing community theater together in a very small town here in Southern California, Simi Valley. I think we were in Gypsy.
No, together. We were in Best Little House in Texas.
We did do
which
that.
Which is a Christmas show.
Yes. Yeah. It does have Hard Candy Christmas in there. But no, that's right. I did it with Kevin.
You did it with my brother. Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin was in Gypsy, but we did the Best Little Nice Little House in Texas together.
Sorry, it's okay. Sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it's a family-friendly podcast.
Dolly Parton's in it.
Dolly's in it.
That's right.
But yeah, we go way back, and that was just such a fun show to be a part of. And you were like the dancing star of
How
that show.
How old were you, Michael, when you did that?
I was 16. Okay. I was not in that one scene. I was like the towel boy during that scene.
But he stole the scene.
I got you. Yes, yes, like, yes.
There's a scene, if you've seen this movie or musical, you know the Aggies win the football game and they're kind of celebrating in the locker room. Well, Michael was like our towel boy who's like throwing towels over the shower. And then we do this like big dance, like cowboy hoedown sort of dance number. And then he as the towel boy steps out. And let me tell you, the six of us who were like on the team were not dancers. Like, and so we're like trying really hard to dance. And then all of a sudden he steps to the middle stage and he's like, triple pirouettes and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. And we're like, you know, pumping our arms up and down. But it was a fun experience for sure.
Memories.
And it's just so cool to see, you know, your star continue to rise. Thank and you. Now you're here at the Amundsen with Eric and
wild.
Christmas Story.
It's been a wild ride.
This is cool. This is super, super special. Well, so thanks for hanging out with us today. I'm curious, like, how fun is it to be a part of a Christmas show at the Christmas season?
Yeah, at the biggest stage in LA. Yeah. Unreal, honestly. I feel like it's been, I don't even think I've processed it, really. I feel like we got here
we're so busy, we're in costumes.
Yeah. I'm warming up, like we're about to do Ralphie to the Rescue, so I'm like, oh, I better get ready for those double cartwheels. Yeah. I haven't even processed. I think maybe opening night, if you're here, ask me that question again.
Okay.
I'll help you with that, but now my head is spinning.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
So we should explain to some people. So we're in tech rehearsals. Some people might not know what tech is. Basically, you do maybe 2-3 weeks of rehearsal in a rehearsal room with some basic props, some basic chairs, sets, and stuff like that. But tech is where you go into the theater. It's the first time that you have the moving sets. You have all the costumes are being integrated. All the quick changes are happening. The lighting is happening. The mics are happening. It is a very, very intense, stressful, time-consuming, all-encompassing experience if you've never done theater. And so what Michael is saying is right. We are in smack dab in the middle of that type of an experience. So we thank you so much for taking a second out here.
Gosh.
So what we're doing is we're asking each person in the cast what their top three favorite Christmas movies are.
Yes.
And then whatever you say is number one, we'll give 3 points to, two we'll get 2 points to, and three we'll give 1 point to, and then we'll have a master list at the end.
But let's start at three and work our way to one, so that way it builds the suspense for what's coming.
We are theater people.
That's
you
right.
are. We are
That's
all right. about the 11 o'clock number. Which will be at the end of this episode. Yeah.
All right. I gave this good thought.
Okay.
So the first one, number three, is going to be It's a Wonderful Life.
Great movie.
Because great movie. I think it comes on at Thanksgiving every year. It comes on at night. And it's like the way to start out the season.
Oh, yeah,
Classic story.
Sets the vibe.
Totally.
Black and white.
Yep.
Good message at the end.
You know they made a color version? They colored it?
They did? No.
Yeah. It's better in black and white.
No.
It stays black and white.
Yeah.
It should feel old and dated and classic. Yeah.
And it's like the first thing you see at night after like so full of Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
The second one would be Polar Express.
Ooh. Good one.
It's like the classic Christmas Eve movie. You watch that also at night the night before, the anticipation. You're going to the North Pole.
In my family, there's the line about the first gift of
Christmas.
Yeah. We say that at Christmas, but anytime we're doing anything, like if we're just at the dinner table and somebody takes like the first roll, they're like, the first roll of dinner. And we always quote that.
I assume that your family, like around the dinner table, it's a comedy show.
We have a good time. Yeah. And what do you got at number one?
Number one. It's not because I'm in it, but it is A Christmas Story.
Yeah!
Honest to God, it's because on Christmas Day, there's a rerun of it.
Yeah.
It's all day.
Yeah.
All day. So I remember as a kid, I always related to Ralphie because I, you know, always wanting that gift. It's like anticipation, approval for dad, like just the anticipation. And then with Gene Shepard, like narrating, like now looking back at it, I'm like, oh, I'm now Gene. It's like, I'm not as much Ralphie. It's just a full. One day
circle.
I'll be old man. I don't
That's
know.
Right.
We'll get to that.
That's
point
right.
Soon.
And then you call up Eric and he can give you some pointers on you know how to bring that authenticity to the character.
Dream.
Yeah, I
Dream.
Love it.
Right.
Thanks, dude. This is so great. Thank you for,
for
jumping on our little podcast here,
of
and I'll
course.
See you up on the stage.
Yeah. Warm up.
Okay.
Get
yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Michael James. Everybody.
All right, folks. We have another guest here. Very excited. Trent, tell us your name.
Well, you spoiled that one. Trent Mills, I am the I'm what was would really be called an on-stage standby.
Sure,
I understudy your beautiful, beautiful face
and
Gene Shepard and Santa.
Yeah.
And then I wave at the audience every so often during the show.
But you are so it's amazing. What Trent's doing is he's learned two major roles that have a lot of singing and dancing and talking, and he's got them all up in his noggin right now, which is very, very impressive.
Yeah, yeah, it's really causing.
Wait, how many roles are you covering?
Three, and then I'm nightly. I sort of have a small ensemble part, sort of.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But basically, I think just to make sure I don't leave.
Don't leave the theater.
Honestly,
I love that. In case Eric needs me to step in or something, I'm insurance.
Yeah, that's right.
For people who don't know theater, like swings and standbys are like the heroes of theater, because at any point in time. You know, as Trent was sharing, like all those roles, you have to be ready to go into that role at any point in
time. Could be in the middle of the show.
Could be in the middle of the show. Like Eric walks off stage, something happens, and then boom, you come walking out, and now you're, you know, old man or whatever.
The old man grew 4 inches. That's amazing.
Yeah, wow, that was amazing.
And the show will go on.
That's right. Exactly.
Trent, have you had a favorite part of our rehearsal process so far?
Oh, getting to watch you. Well, I get an intimate look at, it's a very, you know, this is the first time I've done this kind of work.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's been fascinating. I really get to be a fly on the wall and observe not only, you know, the actors, but also the creative team and the process. And I've worked with you before, but not like in this at all.
Yeah.
So I've really gotten to see how you build this character and sort of what your process has been. And and I'm not just buttering your bread, pal. That's been really fun. And I've really enjoyed that quite a bit.
Thank you. Trent and I, when I did Stranger Things at the Rockwell.
I remember that.
Trent and I were the two Sheriff Hoppers. So we like.
Oh, okay.
So I never saw you. Yeah. Is the truth. Yeah.
I never saw him. I saw videos of it, though. And you were great. You were great. Yeah.
That's amazing. I remember seeing that production. It was such a blast.
Very fun.
Miss Rockwell.
Yeah, sadly.
R.I.P. Rockwell.
All right, Trent. So we've explained to you what the premise here is of our top three movies. So starting at number three, working your way up to number one, what do you have at number three for your favorite Christmas movie?
Home Alone.
Ooh, number three.
Number three.
That hurts Danny's feelings
because
he loves
I'm writing
Home Alone.
It down in my phone with tears in my eyes and my heart. Now, Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2 Lost in New York?
Well, you know, I actually thought about this, and I put a lot of thought into it, and I was almost going to go with two, but I think you got to go with the original property because it's what sets the whole thing up.
Yes. There's no two without one.
Exactly.
There are some sequels that could exist without the first, but Home Alone really needs.
You know, all the themes and the music and everything was created in that first, so you really have to give it up for.
Well, here's the good news, Trent. You still have two and one, so you could put Home Alone 2 at two or one if you so
chose.
That's
right. That's
right. No pressure to say my heart might
break.
What
if I said Home Alone 3? What would you do?
Ooh, I would pack up all of this gear
shocking.
And leave. I have very specific feelings about Home Alone 3. It shouldn't even be included in the canon of Home Alone movies.
Right,
no offense to who was in that. It was
I don't even know who the little
French
kid
Stewart
is.
Was in it.
Is it?
Yeah, it was French Stewart.
Yeah.
From Third Rock.
And I think that's the only actor I can name from that film, which just tells you all you need to know.
God
anyway,
bless him, they tried.
Sorry,
all
no
right,
pressure.
So what do you got for number two?
All right, number two, I'm gonna go with A Christmas Story.
Great.
Ooh,
we love it.
Okay.
Not just because I'm contractually obligated.
Are they like holding you guys out there, like holding your
They're
college,
like,
being
you
like,
better say Christmas
put it in
story.
Your top
the handcuffs come right back on when I leave this
You're
room.
Out. You could stand by the bus stop
That's
and
right.
get out of here.
All right. I love that. Love that. And then what do you got for number one?
Scrooged.
Whoa.
Bill Murray.
I like it.
Bill Murray, baby.
Okay.
I really
like
that
it.
One.
I don't think I've ever watched that all the way through. I don't think I've ever watched
really?
All the way through.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't miss it. That's the one I got. That and Christmas Story I have to watch every year.
Every
season, I think that's my favorite.
I love that.
Now, being a big Christmas Story fan, how cool is it to now be in the musical production of it?
Oh, it's so cool. I love this show. I love this show. And again, contractually obligated, but also very, I really do. It is a fantastic production. The music is great. It's early Pasek and Paul.
Yeah.
And I got to say, this is going to be polarizing, might be my favorite Pasek and Paul piece.
Really?
It's just fun and doesn't take itself too seriously.
It
and
moves quick.
It moves and it pays homage to the movie, but creates a new, you know, essence, I think, for the stage show. And the little tweaks they make, with some of the characters, it's really just, it expands the property that was already there, which is so rare for that, for them to take a movie and put it on stage. And that doesn't always happen.
Yeah.
So they've added, they've plussed it. And I really think it's great. And
that's high praise, considering Dear Evan Hansen and Greatest Showman. I mean, they've got some bangers.
Yeah,
I've just made some enemies, I'm sure.
No, I think what you're doing is you're inspiring people to book their tickets if they don't have them already to come see A Christmas Story the musical here at the Amundsen Theater in downtown LA. And if you're out of state, plan a trip.
Yeah,
come on out. SoCal.
We're playing December 5th through December 31st.
Do it.
You got a whole month to do it.
Get it on your to-do list.
That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Trent, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
Anytime.
Trent, love you, man.
Pleasure. Awesome.
Pleasure, man. Thank you.
We're going to keep this going. We have so much of the cast is joining us. We're
this
so
is
excited.
Thrilling.
This
we almost have an audience at this point.
I know. We have a lineup here waiting to jump into the interview room, which is so exciting. Julianne, give us your full name and who you're playing in the show. This is our next guest. Sorry. Hello.
Hello, friends. I'm Julianne Godfrey, and I'm in the ensemble.
Yay.
Great. And Julianne, have you had a favorite part so far of this rehearsal process?
I'm trying. Yes. Okay. So on day one, we had to learn the leg lamp number, the infamous leg lamp number.
Very hard.
Very
and
epic.
I almost called my agent to be like, I got to go. I can't do this. not a joke. And our amazing associate choreographer, Brooke Martina, was great and was like, you guys will get it. It will get less heavy. But that first day we had to like drop the lamp, like from holding it above our heads all the way down and then flip it. And I truly thought I was so it's my favorite because now I feel like
you've mastered
we
it
can
now.
Do it.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's
I mean,
so
those things
memory.
Are heavy. They're probably
they really are.
10 to 15 pounds.
You're like weightlifting. Yeah. 15 pounds while singing like a high A and kicking your face.
Yeah,
so I was like, wait a minute.
It's amazing.
What have we done? Yeah.
Amazing.
That's incredible. That just goes to show you the talent, you know, that is across the stage.
You
know, oftentimes we think about, you know, the top billing and obviously Eric, incredible, but like the ensemble, just what you guys have to go through as
they
well.
They work I much think harder than me.
We got to tip.
Not
tip
true.
Way
not true.
Yeah.
He's like sweating. I see it.
Here and there. I get to sit more though. Which
that's
is
true.
Nice.
That's true. Yeah. I don't know. We sit a fair
amount. That's all right. I like. All right. So we're asking everybody what their favorite three Christmas movies are, starting at number three, working our way up to number one. So what do you got at number three for you?
Okay. Number three, I think, is Miracle on 34th Street, the newer one.
Ooh, I agree with you. With Dermot Mulroney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoever
Dermot
plays the
McDermott.
Santa in the beginning is terrifying to me. Like, as
in
a kid,
the,
I was so scared.
In the black and white one? Or
no,
in the
no,
new
the
okay.
newer one. I was just
Richard
like,
Attenborough.
Is, yeah. Yes. Okay, I was freaked out.
Who's
in
the guy from Jurassic Park?
Yes.
That guy freaks you out.
Jurassic
this is
Park.
All making
I
sense
thought
now.
You were referring to the guy who rides the float at the beginning
oh, like
of the movie
no.
that
like
he gets mad
Santa.
At.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not like, Santa proper.
I was
no,
like,
no,
Richard
no.
Attenborough,
okay.
he's such
no,
a
no, no.
He's
the
such
first
a sweetheart.
Guy. He's like really red-faced and drunk and
yes.
mean.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, I like that. All right.
Number three.
What do you have at number two?
Number two. Okay, so I was late to White Christmas. I only watched it for the first time like a few years ago, and I grew up tap dancing and like am a dancer, and I'm shocked that it took me that long. But the choreography in that movie is
so
stunning.
Good. So good.
That dance on the dock.
Yes.
Is
yes.
Iconic.
All of
it's so good.
Are
Love
you a
that.
Danny Kaye fan?
Yes. Yes, but I think it's more about Vera Ellen. Oh, God, she's stunning. Yeah.
I love that. All right, and what do you have at number one for your favorite Christmas movie of all time?
Okay, number one. Okay, this is weird, too. Home Alone 3?
Whoa!
I do
I am
not
leaving.
Know.
I am leaving the show.
Wait a second.
Drop the
right
mic.
Now.
Whoa!
Drop the leg lamp.
I'm
wait, we are talking the about the no Macaulay Culkin.
Yes.
Home Alone 3. The Walmart version.
I
don't
Christmas.
Even know if I'd call it Walmart version.
Christmas.
I would call it like the 99 cent store.
The Temu version.
Okay, but
I'll have to slam 99 cent store because they might sponsor the
explain
show.
Yourself.
But, oh
so,
my gosh.
So first off, we're obviously a weird family and didn't watch very many Christmas movies. Also, I didn't watch Christmas Story until we were doing the show.
That's
and now,
fair.
Now
that's
I
fair.
Feel like at peace with that. But
I'm shocked.
We did not watch like the first and second Home Alones.
You
I don't
started
know why.
At three.
Yes.
Wait, have you
watched
me? But have you watched them yet? Like
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And
but
three
is still there because Scarlett
Thank you
Johansson.
So much.
Well,
Scarlett Johansson as the older sister delivers an excellent deadpan performance that I think everyone should see. It's not even about the kid.
Gosh.
It's not about the villains. It's about her.
Okay.
She's just I hate my brother.
I don't want to speak for the whole cast, but I'm guessing that you will be the only one that has Home Alone 3 at number one.
And coming in at number 26
is you gotta rep
with
it. I don't even know that kid's name, but
oh
he's great.
My gosh.
He's great.
He's kind of got
so
that
great.
Classic
bowl
like blonde bowl
90,
of like Dennis
no,
the Menace.
He's brunette, I'm pretty
was
sure.
Was he brunette? Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like that very like
couldn't tell
Dennis
you
the Menace sort of like haircut style. Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that coming. I guarantee there are thousands of people all around the world
screeching to a halt in their
like,
car.
Oh, just God, I just fell off,
swerving off the road.
On the 405, man.
Home Alone 3. Like, oh,
the strangest God. Thing happens. 900 car accidents happen at the same time.
The day of our release.
Scarlett,
day of the
my
release.
Love goes out to
I
you.
Love it.
This is all for you.
Julianne, that was show. So great. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Christmas
you.
Countdown Show.
Yay.
And we will see you back in rehearsal.
Sounds good. I'll
Thanks
be lifting
so
legs.
Home Alone 3.
That's amazing.
Oh, my
God. That
gosh.
Was so good.
All right, we have another guest. They just keep rolling to the door here. This is a big one.
This is a big one.
All right. This is going to get revealed to me because this is my first time meeting yes. everyone with the yes. exception of, you know, Michael. So who do we have here?
I'm Chris yourself. Karsten.
Chris Karsten.
I'm playing Gene Shepard in the show.
Oh, you're playing Gene Shepard, so that's mm-hmm. why
this
you're...
Is our, this is our narrator, and also, Chris, I'm speaking for you right now, but Chris has been doing the show since 2014.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So Chris is our sort of OG, has been leading us the whole way, and is a wonderful, wonderful leader, an amazing actor, super funny, just... I can't speak highly enough about Chris. You're
thanks,
so great.
So I'm curious, since 2014, always here at the Amazon or at theaters
oh, no.
all around?
It's been a tour every year before this. So
okay.
We've gone all over the United States.
Yeah. Have you had a great. Favorite city so far that you've performed a show in?
Oh, my gosh.
No pressure.
There's been so many... so many great venues too, you know, in Dallas, we were in Memphis, that was pretty cool.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
hard to pick one because we've been to so many great places. We were in Boston with the show.
That's a good one.
So and this is fabulous too, being here in Los Angeles, that's kind of special. So.
Yeah.
Is the response to the show consistent? Like people just immediately fall
yeah.
in love with it, they
yeah.
love the story?
Yeah, I think so, because it's so close to the film, it's really true to that story. And then you add in all the musical numbers, and it's like, oh, wow, that's a whole different... And you're seeing it live.
Yeah.
So it's a different experience for people, and I think they really enjoy it. And when you're doing it in the meat of the season, people really come out because they're in the mood for it. They
yeah.
want that
yeah.
they want that Christmas spirit.
Oh, yeah. That's what we're all here for.
I'm actually very curious, because we run through December 31st. I'm very curious mm. what the audiences will be, how what the feeling will be in that December 26th through the 31st. I think people will still be in the mood,
yeah.
but I just wonder
somebody
if it
told
will
me it was
feel...
sold out. Somebody told me, I thought... December 31st was sold out.
Really?
Maybe I'm not remembering it right.
Wow, very cool.
What a fun way to
that's
sort
a good
of
way
wrap
to finish
up
it off.
Your,
yeah.
your year.
Finish
I almost
bang.
Feel
yeah.
like the 26th or the 31st, maybe people are more relaxed.
Sure,
because
yeah.
they're not worrying
yeah.
about the stress of like the
that's
gifts
true.
And all the parties. It's like now I can just like look at the pretty decorations
chill
and
out,
think
yeah.
about what I love about this season and
yeah.
and enjoy moments
absolutely.
You know, like this mm-hmm. in the theater. Well, I'm glad to get to meet you, and I'm excited I get to come see the show. I think
yeah.
next week I'm coming, so
it's
going to
be a blast.
Have you had a favorite moment or time in rehearsals here?
It just happened yesterday because I've never seen it done this way, but you know, Eric here set it up because he's like, I can't wear a microphone right here because I'm always doing this with my hair.
So
I have
can't
to have
wear a mic.
I have to have
well,
it on
you don't
on
wear
side.
A mic through your...
I don't want to, no.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, that's different. So he's always rushing his hair. And then he did the scene where the furnace blows up. I about wet my pants on stage yesterday watching his genius interpretation of that particular sequence of events. Now, everybody is wonderful.
Yeah.
Splitting hairs, it really is. Shelley is fantastic. Everybody's my mother, wonderful. I just my heart just my cup runneth over.
Right.
But when I saw that, I couldn't stop laughing. It was so hilarious. He came out of the basement with his hair.
I'm guessing hair
straight
is involved.
Up.
Okay. I was
he's
like,
all disheveled.
Hair's gotta be in the equation.
And then
somewhere.
His cursing when he went back down the stairs to go back down to the basement, the cursing that was coming, the faux cursing
yes.
that
yeah.
was coming out. I could not contain myself. It was just wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I look forward to more of that.
Oh, yes. I feel like at some point you're going to have to do it on the show because there's so many of our fans who aren't
yes.
going to get to see you do
yeah.
the show.
Yeah.
Maybe once like you guys are open,
yeah, yeah,
you can give
a little taste of it. I love it.
I'm excited to see
that. All right, Chris. So we're asking everybody their top three favorite Christmas movies, starting at number three, working to number one.
Okay.
Let's start at number three. What do you got?
A couple of honorable mentions.
Sure.
Home Alone 3, of course.
That's only because Chris was in the room
oh
for Julianne.
Oh
no, believe it or not,
gosh.
Christmas Story for me gets honorable mention, and so does Elf.
Sure. Great.
Okay.
Okay.
So if we start at number three, we're going to say... How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the animated. It's only half
the
hour.
The original, yes.
Good old
with one with
Boris Karloff.
Boris Karloff,
yeah.
That is a standout for me.
Thurl Ravenscroft.
Yes,
Thurl
that's right.
Ravenscroft.
The
deep singing
bass
voice,
yes. yes.
Tony the Tiger.
Next, I'm going to go with Stand By. It's a Wonderful Life.
Great
for me.
So good.
That's getting a lot of votes.
So good, yeah.
And then my top is Albert Finney's Scrooge.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
Some people say, you know, I've never seen that before. You have to see that.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
so amazing.
Such a
musical
actor.
Version of Christmas Carol, and yeah. Albert Finney is fantastic.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's so good.
I love Muppet Christmas Carol. That's one of my faves of all time.
You know what we've never done is we should do a top 10 Christmas Carol episode.
It's on my list of like, I have like 40 countdowns we need to do. Let's put it on there for next season.
I love it. I love it.
A reason to come back for season 4 of Christmas Countdown.
Chris, thank you so much for jumping in here.
Thanks for having me.
We will see you up on the stage.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
We have yet another cast member joining us. This is so exciting. Shelly, tell everybody what your name is and who you play in the show.
My name is Shelly Regner, and I am playing Miss Shields, the school teacher.
The amazing tap dancing.
Oh my gosh, tap dancing.
Tap dancing school teacher.
I can't believe they cast me to do that.
How can you even say that? You're so good.
Oh, thank you.
You were so good.
Little secret, I hadn't done it in about 11 years.
So you were fresh.
So I was,
Your legs were fresh.
Really.
It just never leaves you.
My toes have just been bleeding ever since.
The tap dancing number, the song is You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, is in the second act?
Second act.
Second act.
Yes.
Is a show stopper. It is so good. Shelly is so good. These kids are all tap dancing around her. They're great. If you come see the show, it'll be definitely one of the moments that you
I'm
leave
very grateful
remembering.
That the kids are all there, because if it was me alone on stage, I'd probably just tap right out the
door. No, you're so good.
Well, thank you.
I honestly think a tap number in a musical is one of the most thrilling moments. Like I think we've talked about this on the show, where like you can hear certain people, their taps are like clicking as they're
moving approaching
around,
the stage.
Here it comes. I hear what, and then the lights get like really bright for tap numbers. It's just one of the most thrilling moments.
I agree with that.
Theater.
I'm like, that's true musical theater. Like, it's tap number, showstopper, all the pizzazz. I think that's the only word for it, right?
I think that's one of the best parts of Christmas Story, the musical, is it does feel like very classic musical theater. Mm-hmm. It gives you the ballads. It gives you the tap number. It gives you the sort of comedy number. It has the nice heartwarming ending. It really feels like it checks all the boxes of, classic
like
musical theater.
A whole Christmas present.
That's right. Aww. That's right. Shelly,
it's like you're
Shelly,
at the
have
tree.
You
yeah,
had like a favorite moment or experience in this rehearsal process?
There's been so many, but I really, I've gotten to spend a lot of time with the kids because I play the school teacher. Mm. So it's really just kind of all encompassing watching. There's 12 kids total in the show, all ranging from like 9 years old to 13.
Yeah.
And they're so incredibly talented. I mean, I grew up doing community theater, as I'm sure, you did as well. I'm like, I don't remember being
this
around
good.
Kids
oh, yeah.
this good.
No way.
So they're, it's kind of just been cool to be like, I'm learning as much from this new generation.
Sure, yeah.
And they're, no pun intended, really keeping me on my toes.
Yes.
because they are, we have like an 8-time, Eric told me this and got my confidence struck. Because he was like, hey, one of those kids is like an 8-time tap champion.
Like,
and I was like, well, thanks. I got to
Well, now I know he's
going to
be judging every move that I make. He's literally, the kid's got little glasses under his nose. He's like,
They're all like tap prodigies, basically. Yeah. So it's been really, really enjoyable. And I don't know, it's hard to pick just one. I know I'm so vague.
It's just been an
enjoyable experience. Yeah. I think for me, kind of coming out of the strike too, just being able to work, being in live theater again, it's just been lovely.
Amen, sister.
And to do it the holiday season. I mean, it doesn't get
nothing better.
Much better than that.
And my birthday, I'm a December baby.
Oh, are you really?
December 21st is my birthday.
We're going to get to celebrate here.
Yeah, so we'll get to celebrate. There's really nothing better than having a job.
Do you bring cake or do we have to bring cake for you?
I usually bring a cake.
Can you bring ice cream cake?
You're making a request for her cake.
I can do that.
For your birthday, I want ice cream cake.
Cookies and cream. Are we
good
with cookies and cream?
Yeah, yeah, that's
okay, great.
Oh my God. Now I'm curious. In the theater, when it is someone's birthday, is it tradition to do something special?
At the very
backstage?
Least, we always will sing because theater people are
because
look for any
gotta show
excuse
off,
to
you
sing.
Know?
Some high
and when you hear the harmonies in a like group of musical theater actors singing Happy Birthday, especially if the keyboard player gives us a key to all start in, it finishes gloriously.
Yes.
It really is truly. You're like, holy crap!
I'm adding that to my wish list for one of my birthdays in the future. Is that I somehow get backstage at a theater show?
Just knock
musical
on a theater door.
Not a straight
way.
I want a musical theater show. Excuse me, it's my birthday today.
Exactly.
Can you guys just
sing to me in the back hallway in a really nice harmony? Can we get a keyboard player?
You wouldn't
player
even
too?
Get the question finished before they all started.
Absolutely. All right, Shelly. So you know the drill. We're asking everybody their top three favorite Christmas movies, starting at number three. What do you have at number three?
Number three. Okay, I'm a 90s kid, so all mine's pretty contemporary.
Sure.
Number three will be the Tim Allen's The Santa Claus.
The first one.
The first one.
Nice.
Classic movie.
Do you know the little bit that there are elves throughout the whole movie?
I just found that out.
Like even when they're at the
like
Denny's
a month
at the
ago.
Beginning.
Yes. There's like and at the kid, park. And the, I just found that little
That's
Easter
really cool,
egg.
Really
I thought
really
it was cool. So cool. Yeah. My favorite line is when they go to the Denny's and he asks for chocolate milk and they're out and he goes, plain milk's fine. And I just use that. I use that in any moment of disappointment in my life. I'll just go, plain milk's fine.
They're like small world
and
clothes
like,
at
whether
Disneyland.
You get it or not, but if you get the reference, then we're like best friends already.
Oh, that's,
so, yeah,
that's
my
amazing.
Quote.
That's
amazing.
That's so good.
Oh, we just ran out of gas.
Plain milk's fine.
Yeah. All right, so you got Santa Claus at number three. What do you have at number two?
Number two is Elf.
Great.
Classic.
So surprisingly, so far, you're the first person to say Elf.
Really?
Which is shocking to me. I thought it would be number one.
I'm a huge Will Ferrell fan. Yeah. I grew up on him on SNL and, you know, the whole cast. And then there's musical numbers. Yeah. It's just the comedy. It's just wonderful. Yeah. It ticks all the boxes for me.
Yeah. 20 years old now.
Yeah.
That's
Doesn't
wild.
That make you feel
and
old?
And I wasn't paying attention at the time, but a couple years ago, I was just looking at the box because I still have DVDs.
Sure. Yeah. Yep.
And I'm looking at the box and I was like, Jon Favreau directed this? You know, because my fiance is huge into Marvel and all that stuff. Like the Iron
that
Man
was,
guy?
That was really
the Swingers
his,
guy?
That was his first. That was his first kind of like studio film.
Yeah.
And that sort of showed studios like I can handle a big massive budget and make a family-friendly movie and stuff like
that.
Very make a grown man eat cotton balls.
Yeah,
I can do that. Yeah.
And what do you have for number one?
My number one is The Polar Express.
Okay.
Lots of representation for Polar Express.
Is there really?
Somebody
in my elementary school came and read us The Polar Express to
beautiful
class.
Beautiful book.
And I, whatever reason, maybe that was my theater kid at heart, I was like, I fell in love with the story.
Yeah.
And then you'd see, you know, either the live versions. Do you know there's a Polar Express ride like up in Santa Clarita?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I went for my birthday a few years ago.
Chocolate.
I was so excited. One of my best friends is obsessed with Santa. So Santa comes out and from the bat, you would have thought, I mean, we're 30-year-old people and there's children around everywhere. And all you hear is, Santa! In the back. And it's like, we're the big kids freaking out.
Oh,
it was
amazing.
Such an experience.
That's
awesome. But it's not Christmas to me until Polar Express. And, you know, when you just believe.
Yes.
Josh Groban.
We just showed it to my kids for the first time.
Did they love
it? The other night. Yeah. And like, Emmy's been like talking about the bell ringing. And I was like, oh, she's
it's
getting
beautiful.
It. She gets the magic.
I know. I have a bell that's always in my Christmas decorations around the house.
I have a bell that my mom just sent me that had been from when I was a little kid. Mm. It's a music box, but it's broken. And when I was like, oh man, this bell's broken, my wife Lisa was like, are you sure you just can't hear it anymore? And I was like, no! How dare you?
And she was like, and I love Home Alone 3.
Home Alone 3! Amazing. Oh my gosh. Shelly, thank you so much for being on our podcast.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Anything you want to say to people for a Christmas message or anything?
Oh, you know, enjoy your holidays, eat all the goodies, and hug your loved ones.
I love it. That's awesome. Give it up for Shelly, everybody.
Woo!
Awesome. Thank you, Shelly.
Yeah, thanks, y'all.
All right. Okay, Danny, we are leaving the founder's room. Okay, here we go. So.
I've never seen this theater so empty. This is
all right.
It's always packed with like thousands of people every time I'm here.
It is kind of weird to see these theaters when they're like this. I remember when I did Shrek on Broadway, this is like where I learned the entire show was in the lobby of the theater.
Oh,
not this theater, but just like that's where I didn't get to learn on a stage. I learned in the lobby.
While they were like doing the show
upstairs
sort of situation.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're in the backstage. We're seeing lots of fun show posters.
Drowsy Chaperone.
Yeah.
Carousel.
All shows that have been done here at the Amundsen Theater.
Jersey Boys. Classic.
Now we're walking down. This is the hair room.
Ooh.
They're checking on wigs and fixing wigs and stuff.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
It looks like they're also making food, which
making
makes
food
sense
because
since
it's dinner,
dinner time.
Yes. This is one of the kids. These are the kids' dressing rooms. There. We'll leave them alone, obviously.
A lot of kids in there. Jeez.
Yeah. There's 12 kids, I think.
There's 10 of them in this room alone.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a noisy room.
Yeah, they get pretty wild. In a good way. All right, let's go this way.
Nothing like theater kids.
Yeah.
Theater kids are
It's a lot of breaking into show tunes.
Well, speaking of kids, there's one locked out.
There you go. What's up, Henry?
And what's here?
You want to talk to us while we walk? Yeah, all right. Okay. We have a very special guest joining us. This is Henry Witcher, who plays... Who do you play, Henry?
I play Randy Parker.
That's right. Randy. So he plays the... What's your famous line?
Aw, Mom!
And I can't put my arms down!
I can't put my arms down.
That's
Sorry.
A good one, too.
It's even rocking the pink, is it? Like, or isn't Randy... Randy's not the one who wears pink. It's Ralphie, right? Who wears the pink, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's Ralphie wears the pink bunny. Yes.
Are you a Beetlejuice fan? You got your Beetlejuice shirt on.
Yeah.
He's a big theater fan. But this is, like, your first big show, right?
Yes, it is.
And are you having fun doing it?
I really am. This is amazing.
Yeah, what's been your favorite part of rehearsals so far?
Probably dancing to... Oh.
There's people down the hall saying me.
Yeah. Say me, say me. Dancing to what?
It's dancing to Somewhere Hovering over in...
You guys are so good in that one, and you get kind of a featured dance lead through all the kids doing stuff, which is really awesome. We're going to walk backstage. You want to walk with us?
Sure.
All right, great. Okay. So Henry's going to stay with us.
Henry, we're going to have like 12 people in tow
this
by
is
the
amazing.
End of this.
Hi, this is Haley, our props person.
Hello, Haley.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Haley. Nice to meet you.
All right, come back over here. We're going to go right up the
stairs. Let's do this. All right.
Up Henry's coming with here. Us. Henry's coming with us.
Come on, Henry.
He's going to show us some of the props back here.
Now this is very exclusive. Okay, so Let me try to paint a picture.
Okay. Now you're in the backstage area. Danny,
this is
you
incredible.
Describe what you see.
Okay, so we've come through this door. There's like a hallway out here, which is where all the dressing rooms are. Now we've walked through this door, and there are props everywhere. Like there is like this whole bank of Red Ryder BB guns on here, on this side. And then we've also got...
This is our speakeasy door.
Ooh.
It's all right. Very good.
And then we've got... What is this?
Is this
where Santa is?
Santa's chair with the big slide.
Where's the slide?
The slide's on the other side.
Oh my gosh. This is... Okay, guys. There's like two huge like candy canes that are, I don't know, 20 feet up in the air, I would guess. And they say Santa on the top. There's a really cool... Santa chair with like a wrapped
Henry
box.
Is dramatically trying to show us.
Henry's trying to get our attention.
The number one prop, which is what? What is this, Henry?
The leg lamps.
So there's obviously the actual leg lamp that goes in the window.
Right.
But there's a whole number where there are multiple leg lamps dancing across the stage.
Oh my gosh.
So it's very, very cool.
How many are here? We got 1, 2, 3, 4 like large ones and then some smaller ones as well.
More on the other side too.
Oh, there's more. Okay.
Okay, so we're coming over here. So Danny, look at all of this. This is the sound station.
Oh my gosh.
So these are all the
Okay, you
millions
talk about
and millions
what
of
was
cords.
John talking about on the show, like cord management or something like that.
That's
like,
the number one
this
thing.
This is a level of cord management.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine.
A lot of stuff.
I want to give it up. So there's like a props.
Is there a props
box,
bin?
Yep. Props bin, and everything is so meticulously organized here.
Yep.
There's pistols and what is this? The Thor cup and ball toy and the police notepad and the two takeout containers.
The old man rope. We got gifts. These gifts are soft so that because the kids toss them and we don't want kids to get hit in the head with a little present.
Can I grab one?
Yeah.
So this is a little ASMR. I'm going to drop this gift to the ground, which looks like a fully wrapped present.
Yep.
Here we go. See if you can hear this.
Bounced.
It's
amazing.
Just bounced. That's amazing. Stagecraft.
All right, let's come out here. I'll show you the...
Wait, are we going to go on the stage?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, what is this? Is this a turkey?
That's the turkey that the dogs eat. This is where Jill, our stage manager, will sit once
she calls the show.
Yeah, that's where
she'll
call
the show.
It'll be
like, cue one.
Yep. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
So this is the house. Pretty cool. Look at Henry went up to his bedroom up there on the second level.
Hello, Henry. How is the view up there?
It's good. Terrifying, but it's good.
Are you not a heights person, Henry?
Not really, no.
All right, let's go around the back and we'll show you the other side here real quick.
So we're standing off stage right now and I can see the house, I could see upstairs, I can kind of see into the theater as well.
And that whole house moves back and forth.
Oh my gosh.
Which is really cool.
And there's a huge chimney up top.
Oh,
this is a beautiful
set. We got another person. You want to join? Okay, we have another guest here. We have, tell us what your name is.
Kai,
and Kai, who do you play?
Ralphie.
Guy plays Ralphie. These are my two sons. This is my friend Danny. So welcome
to
the podcast.
I'm hanging out with celebrities here.
I know, it's pretty cool. We're doing a little backstage tour. You want to come with us?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So as we're walking over here, Kai, why don't you tell us what we're seeing as we're walking past here?
Great. These are some of our quick change booths.
Ooh. Yes.
So this is... The principal characters.
Yep.
Yeah. You know more than I do, I feel.
So this is a quick change, yeah, for principals. And then if we keep going down here, there's some wig prep areas.
I see the bunny suit.
Yep, you see the bunny
suit.
And then here's another quick change area. And it's kind of cool. They make it very private so everybody can do their changes safely and with privacy, which is great.
Yes.
Here's the slide that you were talking about, Danny.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the Santa slide.
It's the Santa slide.
Which, are you so excited, Kai, about climbing back up that thing?
No, but also yes. I mean, like, I'm scared to climb up.
Wait, wait. Henry, don't be on the set. Don't be on the set or we're going to get in trouble.
Henry's trying to get us in trouble over there.
Look at this. This is our car that we drive. That's our family car.
So does it get, because there's no back half to this car. Yep. So, like, when it comes on stage, do we only see it from the front?
From the front.
And what's this little, like, device that's in there?
So there's a, I don't know what those things are, but that little, it's called a pin or a blade.
Yeah.
That drops down, and then there's a groove in the stage that goes into to keep it going straight forward so it doesn't
somebody
go
push this
way.
From behind?
Yep.
But you don't our ever friend see Haley. That person.
Nope.
That's incredible. Now, what's brilliant, let me talk about the design of this car, is that normally, like, the seat in a car, like, sort of sits up higher than the hood, but the way, you know, this sort of like creativity of like stagecraft and whatnot is like the seat sits lower than the hood of the car, so that way the person can be behind here.
And also the family, me and mom sit in the front and then the boys stand behind us, so it looks like they're sort of just up a tiny little bit.
Oh, that's brilliant. And then the person who pushes it out, they're using this lower bar down here.
Yep.
And are they like on like their knees or their
I think they just stay. It's Haley who we just talked to, Haley. She pushes out, but they put it in she gets to wear a costume, so just in case she gets exposed, she's got like a winter hat and coat on.
Oh, that's great.
We got, what else is over here?
Ooh, there's a bunch of other prop stuff on. So we're stage right here. Now we were stage left and we looked at the props bin, you called it, right?
Yep. There's this is kind of cool stuff. So the family, the show takes place in Hammond, Indiana, which is, it takes place in Holman, Indiana, which is based on Hammond, Indiana.
Okay.
So it's just outside of Chicago. So they're Bears fans. And we get to talk about how the Packers stink, right?
Oh.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, the Packers stink, right? Say it, Kai.
The Packers stink.
That's right.
What did you really want to say, though? You really want to say, go Pack, go, right?
See, he's a Packers fan, but we don't like that.
Who do you really root for in real life, though? Not stage life.
Well, you guys, I watch a little bit.
Probably the
Bears.
Bears. Okay. The Bears, yeah. Okay, we got a Bears. The Bears. All right, let's come on over here real quick. So you can see all the kids' desks,
right?
And they're all on wheels, so they roll out. They do a lot of moves where they come flying out in these desks. They have to land them perfectly on their spike marks, which is a set mark of where it goes for the lighting. And then they come flying off, and they go flying back on, which
is
pretty
incredible.
Fun.
I love this. One thing I want to point out that maybe a lot of people who don't see a lot of theater, or maybe you do see theater and you don't know, but you can really only see this from your perspective, is the numbers on the floor, right?
Yep.
Can you tell people what that is for?
Kai, why don't you tell people what the numbers are for?
So our numbers are to make sure that we're standing in the same place every night, and we have these things called specials, which are lighting specific for you and only for you. So when the light goes on you, you have to be in the same spot or else it's going to be too far to the right and it's not going to be on your face. But we also use it for choreography so we don't run into each other and just know where we're supposed to be.
Exactly. That was a very, very good answer for that.
So like zero is the
zero
middle
center.
Is center, right? And then everybody
and then
sort
it
of
goes out both directions.
Every two numbers.
Every two numbers.
And it counts by twos.
Is there a reason it's counted by twos? Do we know?
I think you don't want to have numbers all the way because also then it would be hard to read if there were so many numbers. It's kind of easier to have spaces and then your brain kind of fills in the...
Man, I wish people could see this set. Can I take a picture of the set? Am I allowed to do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Okay. I like that you knew that rule, but you didn't know that you could
climb on it. All right, let's walk back to the founders room. And do you guys want to do our little challenge?
We're asking all
of the actors in the show, or a lot of the actors in the show, what their top three favorite Christmas movies are. And then we're going to make like an unscientific poll to try to figure out what the actual... there's one more prop we got.
Okay. Right. It's the box.
It's the box.
Guys, it is the... It is the Fragile box.
I mean, there it is.
Fragile. Fragile, there it is.
I think it's Italian.
It must be an Italian.
This
pie.
End
That's
up.
Right.
I love that the T sort of goes around.
Yeah, it just wraps around. Yeah,
his end up.
All right, let's
That's
go
really
out
funny.
This way.
I wonder if that was intentional. Oh, is this the flagpole?
Oh, that is the flagpole that they get stuck to? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I haven't even seen this yet.
Oh, well, breaking news. Glad to reveal it to you, Kai.
This is the fun part about tech, is that there are set pieces that we've not seen throughout the whole rehearsal process, and then we get to work with them for the first time, which is really cool.
And then part of tech is you start hearing, like, the full orchestra, right, for the first time.
Yep.
Because you guys, when I was listening to rehearsals earlier, I was hearing a lot of piano.
Yeah, just piano.
Just piano. But, like, when do you guys start adding in the full orchestra?
We do the full tech rehearsal to get, like, everything figured out, all the lights set, all the set pieces where they need to be. And then when we do our first dress rehearsal is when we hear the full orchestra.
Okay. And that'll be what, this weekend or
probably what's today? Today's Thursday.
Yeah.
Probably I think on Saturday, maybe or Sunday. Yeah.
That's incredible. This is all moving so quickly.
I know. All right. So who wants to go first with your top three favorite Christmas movies? Kai, you ready?
I think I'll go first.
Okay. Kai, I'm going to hand the mic to you. Starting at number three, working your way up to your number one, what is your third favorite Christmas movie?
My third favorite Christmas movie is Elf.
Strong.
Wow. Okay.
I'm a little surprised that it's at number three, but strong. Okay. Is there a reason, or you love it?
I really like Elf.
I love that. Okay. What's your number two?
Did you know this guy played Buddy the Elf? Yeah, did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, Madison Square Garden.
Oh my God.
Yeah. No big deal.
I'll show you pictures.
I think I know that.
He's like, I looked you up on IMDb.
Yeah.
I know your full resume.
All right. What's your number two selection?
My number two selection is A Christmas Story.
Strong. Ooh. Love it. You got to say it. Okay. And what's your number one favorite Christmas movie?
I'm going to have to say Home Alone.
Yes.
Another for Home Alone.
Kai,
this is good.
You are the man.
All right.
Man.
Home Alone is strong. All right. Henry, are you ready?
Yes.
Starting at number three, working your way up to number one, what is your third favorite Christmas movie?
My third favorite Christmas movie is Home Alone.
Okay.
Third.
Sorry to
say.
Yeah.
Strong. I also want to point out a little. This is a pro move that Henry just did here. I held the mic up to his mouth, and he took the mic away from me, and that's a pro move. That says I got a lot to say.
That. He's like, I'm actually just gonna walk around and watch the rest of the show.
Okay.
Here.
Number two. What's your second favorite Christmas movie?
Christmas Story.
Christmas Story again. Okay. Very strong. And your number one favorite Christmas movie of all time is
Scrooged.
Scrooged with Bill Murray.
With Bill Murray.
Okay.
Shocker.
That's a pretty good one. All right.
Wow.
Kai and Henry, thank you guys so much for being on the podcast.
And thanks for giving us the tour.
And check this out, folks.
We've been swarmed
by the children's cast, which I'm so excited. I'm going to bring this mic sort of down the line. Everybody say your name and who you play. And then I'm going to ask a bunch of you for your favorite Christmas movies. Are you guys down to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Right, here we go.
Here we go. Starting with Jordan.
My name is Jordan, and I play Farkas.
Awesome.
Nice.
My name is Jacob, and I play Thor.
I'm Jack, and I play Flick.
I'm Charlie, and I play Thor, but I understudy Ralphie, Farkas, Flick, Schwartz, Dill, and... Yeah,
wow. That's a lot to learn.
A
lot to learn.
Do you know the lines of all those characters
yeah.
and all their placement on mostly?
Yeah.
By opening night, you will.
Yeah.
Yes.
We believe in you. Yeah.
After Charlie, it's pretty underwhelming. But I'm but I'm Caden and I play Schwartz.
Fantastic.
Nice.
I'm Izzy and I play Mary Beth.
Very cool.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Zeke and I play Dill.
Okay, this is awesome. First of all, are you guys having fun so far in tech?
A resounding
what
yes.
What do you think was more fun, being in the rehearsal room or being in tech?
Tech, 100%.
Really? Why is it so much better?
Yeah, why is tech better?
The stage, the auditorium, the amazingness,
lights, all the lights.
Oh yes, all the disco lights with the mini fridge and the basketball hoop in the dressing room.
The dressing room.
You guys
they
have
love
a basketball
the dressing
hoop
room.
In your dressing room? Do you have a basketball hoop
I
in your dressing room?
I don't. I need to put a basketball
hoop.
The costumes are very cool.
He's dropping a bro on me.
We've added a lot of costumes today because we just did Ralphie to the Rescue, and you guys had to do a bunch of quick changes. How are the quick changes going for you guys so far?
Quickly? Good. Quickly? Are they going quickly?
They're not as quick as I thought they were, personally.
Sure.
So you
but
think
that was our first
go,
time today.
Yeah.
It'll get better.
Exactly.
It'll get better. Love it. Love
only
it.
Better.
Okay. Are you guys ready to give us your three favorite Christmas movies? Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna feverishly type these in.
Danny's gonna type these in super fast.
So who are we starting with, Jordan?
Let's start with Jordan. Okay.
Okay,
Jordan. Starting at number three, working your way up to number one.
Here.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, number three is
A Christmas Story.
Strong. Okay. Number two,
Elf.
Strong. And number one,
Home Alone 1.
Oh, Home Alone 1. Okay. Did you guys know
forever and always.
That did you guys know that Julianne said that Home Alone 3 was her favorite movie of all time?
Like, who has ever seen?
Exactly. Thank you very much.
Exactly. All right, Jacob. Starting at number 3, third favorite, working up to number 1. Number 3. Yep, this is Jacob. Okay. All right, Jacob. Number 3 is?
Polar Express.
Strong. Ooh, we love Polar Express. A lot of Polar Express in the countdown so far. All right, what do you got at number 2?
Elf.
Elf. Okay, we love Elf. And number 1?
Home Alone 1.
Home Alone 1.
Home Alone. You guys are my best friends.
Home Alone's getting
along. I love that they dapped each other. Like, yeah, they we did. Got this Home well, Alone over here, baby.
Jacob has been practicing his dap, and he's very good. Let's see if I
did
can
Did you
do
hear
it.
That clap, though? It was like really crazy. Whoa.
Oh!
Can I get one?
First try.
Come on. Oh, let's go.
Jacob's very good.
Dude, right. Jacob, you figured out. You looked at my hand and you knew like exactly where you needed to go. And you...
All right, Jack, are you ready? Okay, here we go. This
Who's
is Jack.
Next? Jack.
Number 3 is?
Elf.
Okay.
Elf,
okay. Number 2?
A Christmas Story.
Okay. And your number 1 favorite Christmas movie of all time is?
So controversial, Home Alone 2.
No, that's okay.
Controversial.
I don't think that's controversial.
Home Alone 2 is a great movie. Great movie. Lots of good New York stuff.
He gets lost in New York. It's a ton of fun.
The plaza.
We got the pigeon lady.
Tim Curry.
Come on.
Oh, so good.
He finally gets his own cheese pizza.
All right, Charlie, are you ready?
Yes.
Number 3.
Charlie.
Working up to number 1. Number 3, what do you got?
Christmas Story.
Okay, Christmas Story. Good. And number 2?
Home Alone 1.
Okay, and number 1 is?
Elf.
Okay, that's a solid
list. These are good.
Okay.
We're seeing a lot of stuff. All right, Caden, are you ready? Starting at number 3.
Caden. All right.
All right, Caden. Number 3 is?
Christmas Story.
Okay. Whoa. Strong. Number 2?
Home Alone. One.
Home Alone 1. Okay. Let's clarify. Great. Yes. And your number 1 favorite Christmas movie is?
For now, it's that one new one that just came out like last year I think so.
With Will Ferrell Spirited. That was a good one.
That's a great selection.
That's our first appearance of Spirited.
Yeah,
which
that's
is
the
good.
First vote.
I like that.
I would pick that over Home Alone 3 all day long.
Oh yeah, definitely. All right, Izzy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Izzy's turn.
Number 3, third favorite Christmas movie. What do you got?
Elf.
Okay, strong. Do you have a favorite part of Elf?
No.
Okay, that's work.
Did you know that Eric played Elf in Madison Square Garden in New York City?
I did. Buddy.
He was him. Look it up online.
All right, number 2 is?
Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yes! Izzy, okay. We love that. And your number 1 favorite Christmas movie of all time is?
Gotta go with Spirited.
Whoa! Ooh, another Spirited. This is good. We like the musicals. Okay, this is great.
All right, bringing it home.
Okay, Zeke, are you ready? Number 3 is?
I'm going to also have to go with Elf.
Okay, Elf at 3. Okay. And your number 2 Christmas movie is?
The thing is, I can't choose between either Home Alone 4 or Home Alone 5.
Wait,
is this for real?
No, you're joking with us now. There is no Home Alone 4.
There is a Home Alone 4 and a Home Alone 5.
What?
Wait, I thought there was only 5. I thought the 5th one was the most recent one that came out. That's the 6th?
Yeah, there's 6.
Okay.
All
right. We'll let you have both because I can almost guarantee you that they won't be at the top of the list.
Hey, if you add up Home Alone 1 and 2, you've got 3.
That's true. All right, Zeke, your number 1 favorite Christmas movie of all time
which
is?
Which one did he go with? He didn't give us an answer for 2.
We're going to give him 4 and 5.
Oh, okay.
He can have both.
All right.
All right. And your favorite Christmas movie of all time is?
I'm going to have to say A Christmas Story Christmas.
Ooh, yes.
The one that just came out last year.
Yes. That one that just came out this last year. It was very good, very heartwarming.
I wonder if Peter's going to come see this show.
I hope so.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think
cool
he was
if
a producer
came.
On the original Broadway production. So
that'd be pretty
maybe
cool.
He'll be
maybe
here.
You guys get to meet him when he comes.
Thank you guys so much for participating in our little podcast.
This was so much fun.
Anything else you guys want to say to the people?
Come see the show.
Come see the show.
And see A Christmas Story at the Elvis Theater.
Yeah, there we go.
It's so awesome.
It is awesome.
It is amazing.
The night that you watch it.
Wow. And maybe all through the holiday season.
With a smile.
That was strong. Dap it up. They're dapping.
Hopefully you'll laugh at me. You'll laugh at me.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was so much fun. Later, guys.
All right. We're going to walk back to the founder's room, and we're going to bring a guest with us as we walk.
Ooh, fun.
We have In full transparency here, we did already do this interview, but we had a little technical difficulty, so we're going to redo this interview, but we're so excited to spend some time with Sabrina Sloan. Sabrina, what's your name?
My name is Sabrina Sloan.
Yes, and Sabrina, who do you play in the show?
I play Mother in A Christmas Story.
My lovely wife.
Critical role.
You're so good. Can I just take a second to praise on you because you're so amazing? Sabrina is an actress that has a beautiful voice. She has such grounded acting chops, which is so good. Mm. She's so good as the mom, because you are a mom. It definitely helps. And she sings this song in the second act that, what's it called?
Just Like That.
Just Like That. Mm. That I've heard it now 20 times and I cry every single time. I even try to like think of like my shopping list while she's singing it, so I don't cry because I have to make an entrance and not be crying. But I can't help it. You're so good. You're just so good.
You're incredible. I mean, wait till you see this guy. I'm glad we've had enough rehearsals that I could get all the laughs out, hopefully, because oh my gosh, you just enters the stage and you're just.
I'm so excited. I've only ever seen you on stage once.
Where'd you see me?
And that was School of Rock.
Yeah.
I think I saw you in a couple times, but I didn't get to see Escape to Margaritaville. I didn't get to see Shrek. Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm coming
Hopefully
next
you'll
week.
Like it. Yeah, Danny's coming.
With my family. So it's fun.
All right, Sabrina, do you have a favorite moment so far in like tech and rehearsals that we've been going through?
It was pretty funny, the sound effects the other day in the basement, in the furnace.
That is pretty good.
When sound effects happen for the first time or just keep going and you're trying to play the scene.
So let's tell people. There's a moment where the furnace breaks, mm-hmm. right? And there's smoke kind of starts coming out of the grate. Yeah. And we thought that sound cue was going to be like, that's what we thought it would be, right? But it went. And we were like all holding there, waiting to say the next lines. And it was way, way too long.
Oh, that's amazing.
They did.
All right, Sabrina. So we're asking everybody their three favorite Christmas movies.
Christmas movies.
So starting at number three, working up to number one, what is your third favorite Christmas movie?
Okay. I'm gonna do a two-way split for third. Because I have to do Polar Express because it's my son's favorite movie and it's a tradition in the household. He watches it every Christmas Eve. He just, since he was little, like just gravitated towards it, and it's like the whole Christmas spirit, like believing, like
do you
believe,
know the best?
Believe. I mean,
is
it's like,
there a part of the movie that he loves especially?
I think it's that. That stinking ticket and the bell in the morning of when he can hear it.
But he hears
it. For years, the guy could hear it. And I mean, it's the same as he loves Ted Lasso too. Because the believe. Now I'm like realizing.
Yes. Oh, that's
the
theme
for him. Like the believe thing. And we went to the in LA. They have like a Polar Express where you can go and
Little
train.
He did that. I mean, he was mind
blowing. Hot chocolate. Yes. And do they like full on like dance down the aisles and stuff?
They don't do, I mean, they don't hire dancers, but
they're not doing like bell kicks.
That would really see.
They're not like squirting the hot chocolate over your head and all that.
That's the next level. Okay. They should work towards that.
They need to get like super soakers. The old school thing of pump them up, just be shooting it down. What could go wrong? Scalding hot chocolate flying over
people's heads? Spraying over kids?
I love it. Could go wrong.
You said you were going to split your three.
Okay, so then I just thought on the way over here, I was like, I really enjoyed Jingle Jangle. And that's kind of a new one.
It
really
needs to get more love.
It does need to get more love.
It does.
Yeah,
it's a great movie.
It's what,
really,
2 years
really
old now? I think?
Yeah.
Keegan-Michael Christmas?
No, like, I feel like
Keegan-Michael
Key
was in it.
Yeah, three years.
Two Christmases. That's
ago.
The one where the guy like steals
the toy maker.
Yeah, the toy maker.
Yeah, and it gets really, really famous and all that.
It's got some fun, good moments. Okay, then number two is Home Alone. That is my personal childhood Christmas movie. Home Alone 1. One.
Yeah, to clarify.
Not three.
I do enjoy it too for, you know, all the New York nostalgia.
Sure.
But Home Alone 1.
Have you ever thought?
Kevin! Sorry.
I've been teaching my daughter that.
To yell Kevin.
Because you know in Home Alone 2 where they're at the airport and they're like, give this to Kevin. Give this to Kevin. Yeah. Kevin's not here. So like my 2-year-old's like, Kevin's not here. Kevin's not here. And then she goes, Kevin!
No!
And I finally, the thing is, like, for kids, like, they have no perspective because they've never seen the movie. So when you finally show them the clip, they go, wait a second, this is a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my. Yeah. Have you ever thought that the bird lady in Home Alone 2 looks like Susan Boyle?
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
Or Pierce Morgan. Or
wait a second.
Pierce Morgan.
Pierce Morgan?
Yeah.
I gotta go look back now.
Wait a second.
Susan Boyle, I can totally see.
Yeah.
I can
see it. Pretty good. And your number one?
Number one is Elf. Will Ferrell. So good. And I mean, just moment after moment of pure comedy. And we watch it when we put the Christmas tree up on the day after Thanksgiving. Nice. That's our tradition. That's
Do you have amazing. A favorite part of Elf?
I love the bathroom scene. Really can't say oh, that's cold good. Outside. Cold outside. And then his just
when he runs into the locker.
Yeah, he runs into the locker.
That's the best.
Did you know that when Will Ferrell made that, he really thought that it was career suicide? Have you heard this?
Are
that's
you
right.
While he was making it, he really was like,
"Nobody's gonna watch
I literally am killing my career because I'm wearing like yellow tights and running around New York City thinking, because he was on SNL, but he wasn't like Will Ferrell yet. He was.
Had he done Old School? I think Old School came first, right? And he started his like movie star.
I think they shot him. Neither had come out yet. Old School had not come out yet. And he really thought that doing Elf was going to like kill his career. And then it turned into an instant classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it always will be.
Always will be. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Sabrina,
for being
on the podcast.
So fun.
Yay. Give it up for Sabrina.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right, folks. We have a few more guests to join the couch here. The Christmas countdown couch. I like this.
The Christmas couch.
Yeah, the Christmas couch. This is good. Okay, so tell us who you are and who you play in the show.
Okay. Hi, my name is Adley Burns. I play Esther Jane, Can Can Girl, and the First Girl Tap Specialist.
Whoa, First Girl Tap Specialist.
She is truly a tap specialist.
Thank you.
Believe it. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, amazing.
And then, hi, I'm Greta Rebecca Kleinman, and I play Nancy and also Can Can Girl.
And Greta is also spectacular in the show. They definitely anchor down the whole kids ensemble. You guys are a little bit older than everybody else, yeah? Maybe? A little bit?
We're on the older side? We're on the older side.
Okay, fair.
But, like, there's two other kids that are older than us.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
younger than her. Yeah.
Really?
Shocking.
You're just very tall.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
Have you guys done theater for a long time?
Yes.
Yeah. You're like, yes.
Since
like you're still kids, but little kids, and you want to keep doing it.
Yes.
For a long time. You want to go to Broadway someday. Is that the dream?
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
That's amazing.
What's been your guys' favorite moment of either rehearsal or tech or anything like that?
Ooh. I really enjoy the dressing room.
Yeah.
It's just like really fun.
That's what the other kids said.
They were like,
we love the dressing room.
The dressing room is just so much fun. But like, I love being in the show, and I'm not really that good at like improv. I'm really good at like getting choreography.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I love choreography. So like Miss Brooke, she's amazing.
Our choreographer.
So like she like the choreography is just amazing. So that's probably like my favorite part. Besides the dressing room.
I love that. And Greta, what about you?
And then so my favorite part has to be watching the show being put together from just the first day of just meeting everybody and seeing a wonderful cast that is going to turn into this beautiful show. Mm. And then now it's the second day of tech, and it's just costumes, mic, like the whole thing of it.
It's a big incredible jump, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I will say this. I don't know that I've ever been in a show that was this prepared coming out of the rehearsal room.
Oh, wow.
Like, it really, everybody knew their stuff. There was nothing that was like, oh, well, we gotta fix that, but we'll fix it at some point. Mm-hmm. Everything was good. Everybody made strong choices. Everybody knew their lines. It just was very, very strong coming out of the rehearsal room, which is not always the case.
Right.
And then so it's making tech sort of take these big jumps forward with each thing that we're adding.
Oh, it's fun.
Okay, so ladies, we are doing a unscientific poll, and we're going to ask you what your three favorite Christmas movies are, starting at number three, working up to number one, and then we're going to tell you at the end of the episode what the greatest Christmas movie of all time is, according to the cast of Christmas Story.
Okay,
so Adelaide, why don't you start with number three and then work up to number one?
Okay, so my third favorite Christmas movie is probably A Miracle on 34th Street.
Okay. Which one? Are you talking about black and white, old 1934?
No, color.
Or the like 1997 one?
The one with the girl that played Matilda.
Yes, okay, yes, absolutely.
The colored one.
Yes,
yeah.
It's so good. I love that one.
Such a great film, yeah.
I saw a meme the other day that was like, I just want to, it was like, my whole aesthetic is Miracle on 34th Street. I want to wear a camel colored overcoat with black leather gloves, walking through New York City with a bag from Grimble's or something, you know.
Yeah.
So good, yeah. All right, that's your number three. What about number two?
My number two would probably be The Santa Claus.
Okay.
Nice.
The original number one?
Yes, number one.
definitely is the best one.
Yes, we love that movie.
Yeah.
And what do you got for number one?
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Home Alone is getting a lot of votes. Strong with a lot of votes for Home Alone.
Big fan.
I like that. Yeah. All right, Greta, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, number three, what do you got?
Okay, number three is Elf.
Okay, okay. Love that.
Classic.
Yep.
Then How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Ooh,
which one are we talking? Are we talking anime? Are we talking Jim Carrey? Are we talking the new one that Ed Helms was the voice of?
I think the Jim Carrey one.
Okay, yes. Live action. I love that one.
I'm rewatching it. Mm-hmm. I think I finished it, yeah.
That's pretty good.
So good. So good.
We just saw a very cool little fact about that. Did you see the point where he pulls the tablecloth off the table?
Mm-hmm.
And what was supposed to happen is he was supposed to pull it off and all of the things were supposed to fall off. But Jim Carrey pulled it so fast that nothing fell off. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, and he walked back and then just knocked everything off with his hands, which is a great moment. And it was not supposed to happen like that, but he's a brilliant comedian.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
He fixed it. Great.
Perfect.
Yeah. And what do you got for number one?
Number one. Home Alone 1 and 2.
Ooh.
All right.
Home Alone 1 and 2.
One
do
and
you
two.
Have a preference between the two?
If you had
could only watch
one.
Which would you choose?
One. Yeah, probably one.
Home Alone one, yeah.
I mean, two is good because it's like in New York City.
Yeah.
Like Big Apple, but like...
Do you have a favorite part from Home Alone 1?
Okay. Probably on the airplane when...
One of my favorite moments in that scene is when Uncle Frank goes, well, if it makes you feel any better, I forgot my reading glasses. I say that to my wife all the time. She'll be like, oh, I can't believe
really
I forgot to do
something.
Blah, 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 blah. She's really upset. I go, well, if it makes you feel any better. And she never sees it coming. I do it all the time. I go, I forgot my reading glasses. And she goes, how did I not see that coming? That could be your March. I'll do that.
That's
so
it's good.
It's such a great moment.
I
yeah,
love it.
For sure.
Do you guys have a Christmas message you want to send out to the world? Anything like that?
Merry Christmas.
I like
Merry Christmas.
I love
Happy
that.
Happy New Year.
Well, thank you guys for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, ladies. Yay.
All right, Danny, we've come to the end of this episode.
Oh, my gosh. This has been a blast.
It's been a very special episode.
Very special.
I feel like that reminds me of when Full House would do it. A very special episode of Full House. And they play like the tinkling piano music.
DJ.
DJs experiencing puberty.
Challenging times.
You know, like,
I was like, are we going to go there?
Here we go. All right. So after our very scientific, very official poll, we're going to start at number five. There's a few ties on the list.
This is amazing.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
But starting at number five, we have It's a Wonderful Life.
A classic.
Classic.
Yeah.
I actually, there was a lot early on with Wonderful Life. I thought it would be stronger,
momentum,
but
yeah.
It kind of died out. So Wonderful Life at number five. What do we have at
it
number
did Peter.
Four?
Now, these two... shocked me that they won that so many people talked about it.
Yeah.
That these people had it as their number one. There were four people who had these two movies as their number one, and I didn't expect them to even pop up on their list.
Yeah.
And those movies tied at number four with 6 points each are Scrooged with Bill Murray and Spirited.
Two
that's
good movies.
I mean,
but
great
shocking.
Movies, but like when you think about like what movies are going to be top of mind for people, I was expecting more White Christmas.
Yeah.
So, you know, no one said Christmas Vacation. Not a single person.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids I wasn't expecting
sure,
it from.
Sure.
But maybe
no
some of the adults.
Said it, yeah.
No, not at all. So that was our number four. It was a tie.
All right. At number three, we have a classic here.
Yeah.
Polar Express.
Oof.
A lot of people
so
love Polar
good.
Express. It's a very emotional movie. I think it grabs people's hearts a lot.
It does.
And then what do we have at number two?
At number two, we have got... fittingly, Christmas Story. Oh,
yes. We have
a
tie.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a tie.
Yes.
Two. Yes.
Between Christmas Story and Elf.
Two classic movies.
Oh, my gosh. So great. Those were, everyone was naming those like throughout the entire time. And I felt like Christmas Story
was
going to get a lot of love, and rightfully so.
They both had 17 points.
Yeah.
And then our number one movie, according to the cast of A Christmas Story, is Home Alone. Number one, not number three, even though Julianne said that Home Alone number three was her favorite. We're going to razz her about that for the rest of this production, I promise you.
Yeah, even Home Alone 4 and 5 got
votes. 4 and 5
votes.
Got votes. This is crazy.
Crazy.
This is crazy times. But Home Alone, best Christmas movie according to the cast of Christmas Story. But that's going to wrap it up here for us, Danny. We should tell people to follow us on all the socials. Make sure you rate and review, tell your friends. And if you are in Southern California or you're making a trip to Southern California at any point during the holidays,
try to come see Christmas Story the Musical at the Amundsen Theater, presented by Center Theater Group. You can go to centertheatergroup.org to get tickets. And if you want a discount code, maybe shoot us a DM and I might be able to get
you
a little
code. That happen.
Yeah, I might be able to. Yeah,
I know some of the listeners, they've been like DMing or even like posting in the private group that they've already booked their tickets.
That's great.
So people are going to be here to check you out. I got to hear a little bit of one of the numbers. You guys are going to want to make sure you get out here because the cast sounds incredible.
Yeah.
And you just started Tech Week, so I can only imagine where
it's
you guys are going to be at
opening
night. So big thank you to Amundsen Theater, Brett and the team here at Center Theater Group for welcoming us in and the whole cast for being a part of this. It's been an absolute blast,
it's
man.
It's been a fun one.
Yeah.
I love it. And you know what's weird, Danny, is that we're sitting on the wrong sides of how we normally sit.
I know.
So we've really shaken it up here in this episode.
I know. And we're like right next to each other and we're like on the same plane here. It's just been... But it's been fun.
It's been a good one. Very good one.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming to my work.
Of course, man.
And
take your kid to work day.
That's right. That's right. All right, folks. We're going to wrap this up how we always do by saying a very heartfelt and loving Merry Christmas.
And Happy Holidays.
We will see you on the next one, everybody. Bye-bye.
See ya.